Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team, and we start off with football this morning. All roads will lead to the Soweto Derby this weekend. It is the 182nd Derby, Kaizer Chiefs against Orlando Pirates. It's happening at the FNB Stadium starting at 3:30 on Saturday. Now, the plumber, Jose Riviero, the Pirates coach, will be in charge of his sixth Derby, and he says he is not going to lie, this is the biggest match of the season.
I'm not going to say it's just one more game. It's not true. It's a special one. It's a unique game for all of us. It's one of those games that after the game you feel proud of being part of such an event. Not everybody have the luxury to say that I was part of a Soweto Derby the way that we are. So we need to feel and understand that we are really fortunate to have the opportunity to be there and be part of the show. But yeah, like I said, the accumulation of those experiences together are making us more and more and more competitive. This is one of the biggest games that we are going to play this season, but hopefully not the only one and not the last one.
Yeah, so that is the plumber, the man known as the plumber, Jose Riviero, talking about the derby. Remember, it was sold out within, 24 hours. 90,000 people expected to be at the Calabash in FNB on Saturday. We'll stay with the beautiful game. Not the same hype, but 18 matches all kicking off at the same time. It was the Europa League on Thursday night. Diego Dalot and Kobbie Mainoo scored in the second half as Man United beat Steaua Bucharest to secure an automatic passage to the round of 16. Second place Athletic Club saw Victoria Plzen 3-1. Real Sociedad beat PAOK 2-0 to move into the knockout phases of the competition. Tottenham defeated Esporg 3-0 to reach the round of 16. Rangers took the final spot in the top 8 with a 2-1 win over Union SG. And then one match in the Betway SA20. It was Faf du Plessis who carried the Joburg Super Kings on his shoulders to an emphatic 7-wicket win over the Paarl Royals in a crucial SA20 clash at the Wanderers on Thursday. Du Plessis, he couldn't get to 100, but he did score 87 runs after limiting the Royals to 150 for 9. So that was the JSK looking good in front of their home crowd. Next up for the JSK, of course, will be a clash against the Durban's Super Giants, which everyone is beating. So I'm expecting JSK to win that one as well. For the East Coast Raiders sports team, I'm Sky Shabalala.